On to consumer news. Our tech contributor Mario Armstrong has some big things to say about those little white headphones everyone's wearing.
You know, iPod just announced, or Apple just announced, that they just sold their 100 millionth iPod. And I think I was actually that customer because I just bought a few days ago, like right after or right before the announcement, rather, a brand new spanking video iPod. And I'm just loving it. I have, you know, my music, which I always had with my previous iPod, but now I have video and I'm downloading TV shows, downloading clips of stuff that I'm doing. And it's just really, really cool. I can see why people really have just adopted 100 million of these things.
Do black folks really use stuff like iPods as much? Because someone here at News and Notes was saying, well, yeah, I go to the gym, and a gym with mainly black clientele, and everybody's got their Discman, you know? So is there a different adoption rate, you think, in different communities, whether it's based on preferences or, you know, any number of factors?
It's an interesting question. When you start talking about technology adoption as it relates to ethnic groups and the demographics of that, because, you know, that also reflects in how companies position their advertising, how they position their products, what features do they add in products, because different people like different features depending on how they socialize, how they interact. And so it is important to understand what that demographic breakdown is. I can tell you two things, one anecdotally and two based off of a recent study that was done. The anecdotal evidence that I've seen just going into, you know, major cities, seeing people use it, I've seen music players. I won't say iPods because I don't always know what they're carrying. And just because they have white headphones doesn't necessarily mean it's an iPod that's in their pocket. But I have seen a tremendous growth in the adoption of more blacks using these types of devices. I've even seen anecdotally in the school system, people that I've spoken to and I have witnessed in the classroom start using podcasts. I've seen educators using them for putting podcasts on these Apple devices. So I have seen anecdotally a lot of an uptick in the adoption from blacks. What I will say is that a recent study just came out about the new iPod phone that's planned to come out in June from Apple. And they are saying that they did a research study. This was done by Solutions Research Group. And 16% of Americans over the age of 12, they said it's an approximately 40 million people, responded to a survey that they thought an iPod phone would be a great idea for them personally. But here's the interesting note. 53% of likely iPhone buyers would be female, 47% male. African Americans and Hispanics were the two ethnicities that expressed above average interest in this device.
Well, you know what? I'm just waiting for the rap video where some new hit of the week is waving his phone in the air and, you know, shouting out like you just don't care. And then they'll know they've made it in the black market. Let me come at you with a couple of complaints that I have heard, and not so much about the iPod per se, but about iTunes as a system. One is that DJ Spooky, Paul Miller, has looked at, you know, how the format has changed, and now apparently they're MP4s instead of MP3s, which allows for some different rights and permissions. Can you tell me anything about that?
Yeah, well, this is getting into this whole sticky issue of what continues to be a sticky issue in the industry when you talk about digital files, and that is digital rights management, otherwise known as DRM. They use those words quite often, digital rights management. So there are these issues. And recently, Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple, really just lit a fire with a statement saying, we as a industry need to get past this digital rights management stuff. It is holding the innovation cycle back. It's holding consumers back. And his point is that all music should be DRM free. And in fact, I believe it's the music group EMI, who has now said, yes, Steve, you're actually right, and we're going to now offer our music as free with no digital rights behind that. So it'll be interesting to see if any of the other major music labels follow that lead of EMI.
Well, Mario, as usual, it's been fun. Thanks.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Mario Armstrong is News and Notes tech contributor. He also covers technology for member stations WYPR and WEAA.